transformed tidal flats in South Boston. The main image is a colorful 1903 bird's eye view titled Boston Freight Terminals. It includes Piers 1 and 2, which now comprise Fan Pier and Pier 4. Fort Point Channel runs diagonally up the image, ending in South Bay. The image was created for the New York, New Haven, and Hartford Railroad, which was widely known as the New Haven. The railroad company owned Piers 1, 2, and 4, and the image highlights how extensive rail traffic was to this part of Boston. In 1873, major seawall construction and filling began between Fort Point Channel and here, part of a massive landmaking project on the South Boston Flats. Soon, a vast rail yard covered the former mudflats and salt marsh. To facilitate freight handling, tracks stretched onto Pier 4, built in the 1880s, and the two piers that today comprise Fan Pier. A series of railroad companies, culminating with the New Haven, owned both land and piers. Coal was a vital regional power source at the time. In 1900, for example, 4 million tons were shipped up the coast to Boston. A portion was unloaded here to be transported by freight car. Other goods arriving at Pier 4 included imported wool, stored in warehouses nearby, animal hides destined for shoemaking factories, and cotton headed for mills. The New Haven went bankrupt in 1935, reorganized, and was bankrupt again in 1961. In the years that followed, tracks were torn up and replaced by parking lots. Around 2010, an unprecedented building boom began to transform what was once tidal lands yet again. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a map of Boston Harbor, published in 1819. It shows the South Boston Peninsula with a smattering of houses. To the north of South Boston lie the enormous tidal flats known as the South Boston Flats. A yellow star indicates how the location of the present-day sign is way out on the former tidal flats and is an indication of the scale of landmaking that took place in South Boston. By the end of the 19th century, the flats were filled. Across the harbor, Bird and Governor's Islands would become part of Logan Airport. The center image is a detail from the 1919 South Boston insurance map made by G.W. Bromley and Company. It shows an area of buildings north of Summer Street, flanked by the New Haven's large rail terminal. Everything shown on this map is new land. The original South Boston shoreline was roughly along First Street. Total landmaking in South Boston was second only to what was required to create Logan Airport. The right image is a black-and-white photograph taken from East Boston in 1906. It shows a 5-masted schooner docked at Pier 4 delivering coal. The tall building to the right is a grain elevator. New England's high demand for coal after the Civil War drove the building of ever larger schooners to carry coal up the coast from Virginia.